You see two very young people, one was 19 and the other was 21, when they committed this horrible acts. And I want to underline, they were horrible acts.
The case will now go before the L.A. Superior Court judge, who will make the decision to formally resentence both men, at which time it will be decided if they'll be released from prison. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's been a troubling rise in fatal crashes and serious injury crashes across our area in recent weeks. These tragedies are preventable. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office reminds us to make traffic safety a priority. They suggest the following key ways to stay safe. Obey the rules of the road. Don't speed. Stay focused. Buckle up. And don't drive impaired. We each have a responsibility to protect lives, and we can do it by driving safely. Itchy, dry skin can get worse as temperatures start to dip and the air dries out. If your dry skin causes persistent discomfort and is a disruption to your daily life, you could be dealing with eczema.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer, so it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
Abigail Tao is an MD and dermatologist with Aspirus Health. She said people with eczema experience weakened skin barriers, making skin more susceptible.
Fragrance, the yeast on the skin, the bacteria on the skin. The drier it is outside, so the colder, the more those skin cells are breaking apart, the more things are going to get inflamed.
Dr. Tao said you should take lukewarm baths or showers, pat dry afterwards, and apply a good moisturizer.
My favorite thing is actually just plain petroleum jelly, Vaseline. If that's too greasy, something that you're scooping out of a tub, a cream, is better than a lotion out of a pump bottle or a squeezy bottle.
She also said if you have to have eczema, now is a good time.
It's actually a pretty exciting time to have eczema, though, because there's a lot more treatment options than there were a few years ago.
Nothing beats good dry skincare and topical steroids, but it's best to talk with a dermatologist if your eczema symptoms persist or worsen. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur said he wants the former 49ers defensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. It's 60 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. Four area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
In case you weren't sure about the title, that was This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image Limited, aka PIL, also known as the vehicle for John Lydon, who started out his career as Johnny Rotten with the Sex Pistols. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with Tom Petty and Love Is a Long Road. For those who are longtime listeners to Seth Faces the Music, if I actually have any of those, you will know that I play many songs for my favorite group, They Might Be Giants. One of the reasons I like They Might Be Giants so much is they do things, well, not normally. And here is a great example. From their album, John Henry, with an assist by The Ordinaires, here's Oh Do Not Forsake Me.
Oh, do not forsake me, my indolent friends. Oh, do not forsake me, though you know I must spend all my darkest hours talking like this. For I am 1,000 years old, 1,000 years old. Sure you think that's old, 1,000 years old, but what do you know? In my darkest hour, I'm talking like this, for I am 1,000 years old. Oh, some have forgotten the flower of speech and walks through the garden where I go to defend misbegotten notions while talking like this, for I am 1,000 years old, 1,000 years old. Sure, I'd say that's old, 1,000.
And that was Touch the Sky by the Black Pumas, a recent band with a great retro sound. Ooh, love that psychedelic feel to it. And before that, we had another classic alternative anthem. It was Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick. We have to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're talking soul, we're talking 70s, we're talking quite possibly the greatest album ever released. Stay tuned right here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sanford Health and Marshfield Clinic Health System have taken the next step to combine their assets and capabilities to create an integrated health system. They signed an affiliation agreement this month, bringing them one step closer to combining. The letter of intent was signed in July. The two entities will remain separate until the deal closes. The joining of the two nonprofits is expected by the end of the year. Computer glitches and early voters lead to long lines outside of some city clerks' offices and polling places throughout Wisconsin Wednesday. Lisa Hale reports.
Over 97,000 people in Wisconsin cast their early in-person absentee ballots the first day they could, resulting in long lines at many polling sites. According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the influx of voters caused a slowdown of the WisVote computer system that clerks use to print labels placed on the outside of in-person absentee ballots. As of Wednesday, over 475,000 absentee ballots have either been mailed in or cast in person. Find your early in-person voting location at civicmedia.us/vote. I'm Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay City Council makes a united stand of support for the mayor's stance on negotiating a lease extension to the Packers for Lambeau Field. Council President Brian Johnson.
It's not in the best interest of the city taxpayers to accept a lease offer from the Packers that pays us less than what both parties have previously agreed to.
Originally, the Packers asked for no rent increases over the course of the 20 to 30-year extension, a provision that the mayor says will cost taxpayers $30 million. Just hours after the press conference, the Packers extended another lease offer with rent increases. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Tis the season. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. It's 60 right now.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with, never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And that was Too High by Moon Taxi. Before that, we had the great Marvin Gaye with his great album, What's Going On? And the track was Flying High in the Friendly Skies. Up next, we have a Scottish band that's been around for quite a long time. They may seem a little precious because they were named after a French cartoon show, but they have put together a long career of twee pop, I guess you could call it. Either way, I love them. From their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, here's Belle and Sebastian with Dirty Dream number 2.
Choices facing you, a healthy dose of pain. The choices facing you as you stare through the rain. The choices facing you, but I choose to refrain. For today, tomorrow, we'll be back in trouble again. Dream on you. Lot of fun with a comedian. You stop short of going all the way. You'll have to make it someday. Why is this happening to you? You're not a child. Why is this happening? You too much on your mind. Things creep up on you when you are fast. So small, there's no escape from you. In a town so small, there's nothing left to do. Dream till you couldn't see her face, but you saw everything. Special beings, you leave this love in yourself. Could you put a name to someone else's eyes? Could you put a face to someone else's eyes? Is it someone that you've maybe recognized? But it all fits into
segment to figure out what is the mystery of today's show on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got those jazzy interlopers into pop music from the late 70s and the early 80s. They were perfectionists, but man, They create some fun music. You'll hear it when we come back here on WFHR.
It was a Christmas snowstorm. My whole leg swelled up. My doctor said to get to the ER immediately. Surgery went well, but then I got billed. I struggled with the VA bureaucracy for months. Then I called Tom Tiffany. 9 days later, the VA paid my bill. The doctor saved my leg, Tom saved me from medical debt, and he got me my veteran benefits when no one else could.
Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You might use it if you
when you get home.
I'm losing you.
Born to Lose from the genius Ray Charles, from his groundbreaking album Modern Sounds in Country and Western. And before that, we opened up the final segment with Steely Dan and Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. Two songs left before I reveal what the mystery was all about. I hope you figured it out already, but if not, you'll find out in just a couple here. We're going to turn now to the 1980s, a band that I like to highlight every now and then for their interesting take on pop music. From their absolutely essential recording, Remain in Light, here's Talking Heads, Born Under Punches, The Heat Is On.
Thank you. Gets kind of empty. Sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
See